I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
For me, no summer is complete without a few road trips. And with summer winding down in mid-August, I traveled to southwestern Minnesota. I had a few destinations in mind, my main reason for traveling here, but I'm always open to whatever I may stumble upon that's different, interesting, or unique, and in that department this trip did not disappoint. My planned destinations were Pipestone National Monument and Blue Mound State Park, both of which I have stories about, but today I want to talk about some of the unplanned or unexpected things that I ran across on the trip. After a roughly 6-hour drive, I arrived in Laverne, Minnesota, where I'd be spending 3 nights. Laverne's a very neat, pleasant-looking community with a population of around 4,700. It hasn't succumbed to the suburban-type sprawl I see in many communities, and still has a thriving downtown. Now, Laverne's the county seat of Rock County, one of only 4 counties in this land of 10,000 lakes which have no lakes at all, something that's hard to imagine for many of us here in northern and central Minnesota. As I approached the door to my hotel, I saw a sticker on the door that I was going to see on many doors and windows around town, proclaiming Laverne to be the home of the Minnesota 2018 Governor's Pheasant Season Opener. Now, maybe it's just me, but living where I do, I'm familiar with the Governor's Fishing Opener and the Deer Season Opener, but I never really thought about Minnesota having a pheasant season opening event as well. Even though I know the southwestern corner of the state is primarily farm and rolling prairie, it makes me wonder what other official openers there are that I'm not familiar with. There probably are a few. Wandering in downtown Laverne, I soon found Courthouse Square with 2 magnificent old stone buildings. One's the county courthouse, and the other used to be the county jail and sheriff's residence. Today, that building's known as the Veterans Memorial Building and houses the Herod Military Museum. And on the first 2 floors, the Brandenburg Gallery, featuring the works of Jim Brandenburg, a Laverne native and a well-known nature photographer who these days is based in Ely, Minnesota, where he has another gallery. In northern Minnesota, Brandenburg is probably best known for his wolf photography and books, and many of his images being shot in the Boundary Waters area. But in his Laverne gallery, his striking images of the sweeping prairie landscapes and the bison found in nearby Blue Mound State Park take center stage, with his northern scenes being mostly relegated to the basement gallery. Whether depicting the North Woods or the grandeur of the prairies, Brandenburg's stunning photos capture the essence and spirit of his subjects. And visiting the gallery is well worth the time if you're in the area. It also made me even more eager to explore Blue Mound State Park, which I was planning on doing the next day. A few blocks from the gallery on Main Street, I found the History Center. In addition to local history, it's home to a unique collection of nutcrackers. In fact, it has over 2,800 colorful nutcrackers of varying shapes and sizes that have been made from many places around the world. They were once the personal collection of Betty Mann, a local resident, and they were donated and now on permanent display, and they're becoming quite a popular attraction. The colorful collection is spawning a number of local events, including an annual nutcracker scavenger hunt in the town. They've also created a 4-foot-tall nutcracker mascot that makes appearances at community events, and Laverne is beginning to bill itself as the nutcracker capital of the Midwest, a title that's only going to be enhanced when a planned 55-foot-tall nutcracker with working jaw and arms, mounted on a 15-foot pedestal, is completed. It's going to feature a programmed hourly jaw-dropping, which could be described as, well, I guess, jaw-dropping. If you'd like to see a movie while you're in Laverne, or just looking for a nostalgic experience, you can go to the Verne Drive-In, located on the south side of town. It can hold up to about 350 vehicles, and no wired speakers are needed these days. Sound is transmitted through your car radio. Ant-Man was showing when I was in town. On Sunday morning, I drove the 35 miles to Pipestone, Minnesota, to visit the National Monument. As I turned onto the road that would take me to the monument, I was surprised to find a park containing a huge army encampment. Well, a Civil War army encampment, that is. It turned out to be Civil War weekend in Pipestone, a long-standing annual event that brings hundreds of reenactors and thousands of spectators. There were separate Union and Confederate encampments, and a mock battle was to take place at 2:30. There was an almost overwhelming number of demonstrations, performances, and dramatic presentations, music, and the occasional cannon blast occurring throughout the day. I walked through the encampment, talking with reenactors and listening to a couple of the performances. It was a completely unexpected experience and an enjoyable way to spend a couple of hours that afternoon after I had visited the monument. On the drive between Pipestone and Laverne, I noticed something else unexpected. About a mile and a half north of the town of Jasper, and a little way off the road, I spotted windmills along both sides of a creek. Now, not just a few, but dozens and dozens of windmills of all shapes and sizes, including one that looked like a Dutch windmill. I turned around in Jasper and then followed a couple of dirt roads back to the site and found an amazing display of approximately 45 windmills of all kinds turning in the breeze. In addition to the ones that were standing, there were about another 50 or so laying on the ground in a field across the road. They all belong to Terry Rodman, and they represent a hobby turned into a retirement job. It started years ago when his wife asked him to build a Dutch-style windmill for her to reflect her heritage. He did, and that was the beginning of a passion for Terry, and it turned into a business of buying, repairing, and selling windmills. He welcomes visitors and keeps the area around the windmills mown for those who would like to take a closer look. He also enjoys talking with the visitors when he has the time. It was another unique collection and unexpected gem I discovered on the trip. If you're in the area, you may want to check some of these out, and when you're on a road trip, make a few unplanned stops. You may be pleasantly surprised by what you find. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home.
Trucking. Got my chips cashed in, keep trucking like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line, just keep trucking on.